Thanks very much, Scott. Really appreciate everyone coming here today. It's obviously it's a big moment in our franchise history. But first and foremost, I wanted to get started by, again, thanking everyone, the City of St. John's, certainly the people that ran the St. John's Ice Cap organization for a tremendous 4 years of development in St. John's. It was a great place, very friendly, very fun to be a part of. But looking forward to the next chapter of the development model of the Winnipeg Jets. So today is a very, very important day. Obviously, when we moved to the franchise to Winnipeg several years ago, we talked about the importance of drafting and developing. We talked about the importance of the young players that were going to be a big part of this future of this franchise. And today marks a big step in that direction. The opportunity to bring the American League team home back to Winnipeg is certainly something that I'm very proud to be a part of, and thank our ownership group, True North Sports and Entertainment, for the vision to be able to allow us to get to this point. Certainly, there's lots of people here that do need to be thanked for the work that has been done and will be done moving forward. Some of them are going to speak. Some of them are in the room here as well. John Olford, Norva Riddell, Dorian Morphy. There's a lot of work that's been done to get to this point. Some of the things that you'll see here today are going to be very, very exciting, from our standpoint. But the staff behind the scenes at True North Sports Entertainment, the Winnipeg Jets, my hat goes off to all of you, because to pull something off like this in the short period of time that we've had is something that's exciting. The biggest things, obviously, we talk about the drafting and developing being very, very important for us to build our franchise. But one of the things, or several of the things, that we're really excited about with the unveiling that's going on today is the opportunity to reconnect with a lot of initiatives that were part of the American Hockey League in the past. Certainly first and foremost, the community. Having the group of players that we're going to be having here, having the opportunity, the way the schedules work and everything being different than the National Hockey League, is really, really having that opportunity to reconnect with the community. And that is something that, the American Hockey League prides itself on, and certainly as a franchise, we're going to look at being a big part of that. And then, obviously, the biggest thing, I think, is the ability to have family outings, the ability to have an affordable opportunity for families to go out, watch a great level of hockey, watch some future Jets players, and all these things are things that we're going to be talking about when we do make the unveilings moving forward here. But again, very, very excited. Look forward to the opportunities that are ahead of us, and I guess it's the time here that everyone has been waiting for, and we are going to have a video that is going to unveil the name of the new American Hockey League franchise in Manitoba. So as you can see, obviously, it's an exciting opportunity here, and thank the players for being a part of it. They'll be available after for some interview opportunities as well. I just wanted to give you a little bit of background on some of the other things regarding the franchise from a coaching perspective. Keith McCambridge and Mark Morrison are going to be a part of the coaching staff. Jason King has taken a different position to stay in St. John's from a hockey perspective. And also today we are very, very excited to announce that Brad Andrews will be moving over from the St. John's Ice Caps as Director of Hockey Operations for the Manitoba Moose of the American Hockey League. And it'll be a great opportunity to him to expand on his role as he's been an integral part of the development process for us in St. John's. So Craig Heisinger is going to remain and will be the general manager and governor of the Manitoba Moose. Larry Simmons and myself will serve as alternate governors to the process as well. And again, I think it's a very exciting opportunity for us. Certainly really looking forward to getting things started in the fall. I'm going to turn it now over to Mark Chipman for a few words on behalf of True North Sports and Entertainment.